Today's Shir of Mishnah Berurah Yaini is Siman Reish Mem Hei. We are beginning the halachas of Yisrael, the Ein Yehudi, Shutafin, Eich Yisnahagu B'Shabbos. Basically, how to go about a shutfus, if you're a Jew, with a non-Jew, on Shabbos. Now, similar to Reish Mem Gimel, we're going to need to give an intro to the intro of the Mishnah Berurah. And it goes as follows. See, this Siman Reish Mem Hei, will bring into play a new type of working relationship that we have not dealt with up until now, and that is what's called a shutfus between a Jew and a non-Jew. The nature of shutfus in general is that both partners, they share responsibility for the work. So since they share responsibility for the work, what then halachically is happening is any division of the work, of labor, between the two partners is really a form of a trade, where each party agrees to work at a specific time in exchange for his partner's work at other times. Therefore, because of this, if the non-Jew works on Shabbos and the Jew on Sunday, it comes out that it's as though the Jew hired the non-Jew to handle his share of the work on Shabbos, and he's paying, right, by handling the non-Jew's share of the work on Sunday. As such, the non-Jew is considered to be working for the Jew on Shabbos. Although we saw in Reish Mem Gimel that an Aris can work on Shabbos because he's doing so for his own interests, even though the Jew is also benefiting from the work of the Aris, here we don't allow a shutfus, a partner's work on Shabbos on the premise that he's working for his own profit. Why? Because the terms of shutfus, as we said, basically tell us that the Jew should theoretically be earning part of that profit for the non-Jew, meaning by splitting the work on Shabbos equally. That's what really should be going on. So the non-Jew's handling now of all the business on Shabbos is not for the profit which he would receive in any event. He's merely relieving the Jew of handling the Jew's share of the business on Shabbos. Once again, the non-Jew, when he does all the work on Shabbos, he's not making any more profit, because he's going to receive that anyway. What he's doing is relieving the Jew of handling his share of the business on Shabbos. And therefore, he's considered to be doing the Jew's work for him. So in order to avoid this problem, a shutfus has to be structured in a certain way, so that on Shabbos, the Jew bears no responsibility for the business at all. And this means that when the shutfus is initially formed, the Jew must make a condition. He must stipulate that on Shabbos the business will be in the sole jurisdiction of the non-Jew, and that on a corresponding weekday it will be in the sole jurisdiction of the Jew. Right? On Shabbos it will be the non-Jews, and on Sundays it will be in the jurisdiction of the Jew. This stipulation, however, is not effective once the partnership is already in effect. Why? Because by default, the terms of a partnership encompass all the days of the week. So unless they completely dissolve the shutfus, the partnership, and form it basically from scratch, any subsequent division of days is going to be considered a form of mutual employment for the Jew employing the non-Jew on Shabbos, and the non-Jew employing the Jew on Sunday. And therefore, since one partner, the non-Jew, is considered to be handling the Jew's work for him, it's going to be usher, as basically an ikar adin, where the non-Jew would be working for the Jew. And now we come to the introduction of the Mishnah Berurah. Before we stop the sif inside the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah himself has an introduction, which will go very quickly now, based on our introduction. And he goes as follows: Yisrael v'ein Yehudi. That's just the beginning of the sif. He says, "Da, you should know, ha'heter gamaru b'ma Yisrael yeshlo eiza es esek o melacha b'shutvis im ha'ein Yehudi." The totally mutter way for a Jew to handle a shutvis with a non-Jew in a way that it is mutter is as follows: sheyasnu mitchila kodem shelokhin b'shutvis. There has to be a stipulation from the outset, condition from the outset, before forming the shutfus. And What has to be stated is, Avod atah b'shabbos, v'tzikach kefi melachtecha, hein rav o ma'at, v'ani avod kinegdecha, yom echad b'chol, v'etol kefi melachti. So what has to be stated is, where the Jew says to him, you work on Shabbos and take the revenue generated by your work, whether it is a large or small amount, and I will work on some corresponding weekday, let's say Sunday, and take the revenue generated by my work. Now he says, Uvishas Chaluka, so based on this, Uvishas Chaluka, Yitol Eina Yehudi, Sachar Avor HaShabbos, VaYisrael Yitol, Yom Echad Kinegdo, Hein Rav Oma'ar. And then when dividing the money, the non-Jew receives the revenue generated on Shabbos, and the Jews receives the revenue of the corresponding weekday, irrespective of the amount. Then he continues on, Aval, in lo hisnu mitchila, if there was no such condition made at the outset, uvishas chaluka omer lo yehudi, then when dividing the revenue, he tries to say to the non-Jew, tol ata kenegdecha, keneged amalcha, v'shabbos v'ani b'chol, and he wants to say, take a share proportionate to your work on Shabbos, and I'll take a share proportionate to my work on a corresponding weekday, such as Sunday. This, zehu vaday aser. This is for sure aser, and he cannot do it, because there was no stipulation from the start. V'im lo hisnu mitchila, and if there was no such tnai mitchila from the start, uvashas chaluka cholku stam b'shoda, and they then wish to divide the profits equally without specifying, zeu baya b'gemara v'lo ifshita. This actually was a question in the Gemara. The Gemara asks this question and comes out undecided whether or not it is permitted to do this, to go ahead in a situation where no stipulation was made. Can they just stam, divide the profits equally without specifying? What does this mean without specifying? Meaning that the Jew, let's say, does not state explicitly that he is entitled to an equal share since his work during the week corresponded to the non-Jew's work on Shabbos. So since he doesn't say that explicitly, he's not demonstrating as clearly that the non-Jew's work on Shabbos represented his interests in order to enable him to receive the weekday share, which he would not be entitled to would the non-Jew not handle his share of the business on Shabbos. So since this is not being stated explicitly, and they're just going to split the profits without saying, you take the Shabbos work and I take the Sunday work, that's actually a shaila, and it's actually a machlokes haposkin, how we paskin. He goes on to say, upasak harambam l'chumra v'arosh l'kula. And it comes out that the Rambam is machmir, and the Ramah is mekel, v'hamchaber, as we're going to see, sasam ka harambam, he's going to bottom line and be machmir like the Rambam, v'haramah pasak v'hagah, and the Ramah in the Hagah is going to pass like the Rush, that the Makkah in Hefzeh Gadol, you can be Makel like the Rush, and divide it equally. Now he's going back. If the proper stipulation was made before the Shutvus was created, Uvishas Chaluka Nisratu Lachlok Bishava Zehu Mutter Av LaRambam. If at the end of the day, if they agree after the stipulation was made, that they're going to split the profits equally, that's going to be okay even according to the Rambam. Ukamosha Kasuv, like we'll see coming up in Sif Beis, meaning that even though they stipulated you're going to work from the start, your day is Shabbos and my day is Sunday, and I have nothing to do with Shabbos, so obviously the Goy gets the Shabbos profit and the Jew gets the Sunday profit. But if in the end they decide, listen, we're just going to go ahead and we're going to split it equally, that's okay, as long as the core stipulation from the start was that the Jews is Sunday and the Goy's day is Shabbos. So now let's see this all actually inside the Shulchan Aruch. Sif Aleph. Yisrael v'ein Yehudi sheyesh lehem sadeh utanar u'merchat u'rechayim shalmayim b'shutvus. We have a situation where a Jew and a non-Jew are shutvim in a field, in an oven, in a bathhouse, in a watermill, o sheheim shutafid b'chanus b'schoyra, or their partners in a store. Im hisnu b'tchila b'shach shabo l'shtateif sheyeshchar Shabbos. La'eino Yehudi levado im ma'at im harbe u'schar yoyim echad k'neged yoyim ha'shabbos li'Yisrael levado mutter. If they stipulated when they initially formed the shutvus that whatever revenue is generated on Shabbos, whether it's a small or whether it's a large amount, that will belong only to the non-Jew. And the revenue of a corresponding weekday, such as Sunday, will belong only to the Jew. Mutter, this is permitted. And here comes now the position of the Mechaber. As we said, he holds like the Rambam. If they did not make this stipulation at the outset, then when they divide the money, the non-Jew receives the full revenue of all of the Shabbos days, and they divide the rest. This is, as we said, the Rambam's position, that if there was no stipulation to start, the Jew cannot make any and take any of the revenue from that Shabbos. V'imlo ha'yeschar Shabbos yedua, and if they do not know how much the Shabbos revenue is, let's say it's like it's we're talking, you know, 6 months later, and they don't know how much was Shabbos' revenue as opposed to the rest of the week. So what do? Then what has to be done is the non-Jew receives a seventh of the revenue, and they then divide the rest, the other six-sevenths of the revenue, because that's the only way to fairly split everything else besides the Shabbos day, which according to the Rambam is totally, the Shabbos days are totally the non-Jews, and the Jew cannot partake of it. The Rambam, as we said, brings the Yesh Matir, the Shita of the Rush, and he says as follows, the Yesh Matirin Hasachar B'dieved Afilu Lo Hisnu. Some poskim allow the Jew to keep the revenue B'dieved, even if they did not make the stipulation, Afilu Lo Hisnu, even if there was no stipulation from the outset, but the Chalku Stam. The only way that they allow it is if they divided the money according to these Yesh Matirin, according to these poskim, that allow the Jew to actually split the Shabbos revenue, it has to be done without specification. It has to be chalku stam. What this means, to be more clear about it, what it means is that when dividing the money, the Jew cannot mention and say, you take a share proportionate to your work on Shabbos, and I'll take a share proportionate to my work on the corresponding weekday. Rather, that what they have to do is split the money evenly without any discussion. And the Ramah continues, v'nirali de behefseh gadol yesh l'smoch alayu. And this is what we said before in the intro, that when there is a great hefseh, if there is a situation of a substantial loss, so then one can rely on these yesh matirin, and the Jew will be allowed to split the Shabbos revenue, even though no stipulation was made at the outset, provided that they split the money without any discussion, without any specification. Again, this is based on the Rush's position in a situation where they made no stipulation and they want to divide equally without specifying. This is the Shaila in the Gemara with the Rambam Paskin Chumra, as we see at Tal Mechaber's Paskining, and the Rush Lekulo. Mishnah Brura Sitkatan Aleph Sadeh Otaner. Hamad Varon Eilu Debeinin Hisnu. The reason that we require this stipulation at the outset, the Lav Hachi, because if there was no such stipulation, Kevin Demitchila B'Shasam Sita Shutvasei Amut Alam Alacha Al Shneim Yachdam. Since the nature of Shutvas basically demand that both partners are equally responsible for all the work, Lachim Achar Kach Yomar Lein Yehudi. Therefore, if the Jew subsequently tells the non-Jew, Asei Atalavakla B'Shabbes, V'Tolucho Kol Arav Shal Shabbos. If he tells him, you work alone on Shabbos and take the revenue, and I will do the same on a corresponding weekday, then it's as if the Jew is hiring a non-Jew and telling him, it's like he's telling him, you do my work for me on Shabbos, and I will do your work for you during the week. V'havi shlucho mamish, and then it would be like he is mamish, the non-Jew, a shliach, working on behalf of the Jew, which is asur meikar adin. This is the iser of amir la'akum, where the Jew, the non-Jew, would be working on behalf of the Jew, and this is a great concern. So therefore, what must be done to avoid any of the subsequent problems and machloikasin that we see coming up in the Shulchan Aruch is a stipulation should be made. Of course, again, for sure, if it's not made, and the Jew actually tells the non-Jew, you work Shabbos and I work on a weekday, that's going to for sure be usher legamre lekuli alma. Ulefi ze, he says, but he says also, Mr. Bura, Ashtikot Chiddush, im shutvo ha'ini yuhi li'atma ino osaklum, he says, if the non-Jewish partner is not doing any malacha on the Shabbos in the business, rak she'inam yuhudim acherim habayim, and all And there was no tanai. There was no stipulation in the beginning. But in this case, the non-Jew doesn't do any of the malacha in the, let's say, bakery. And what happens is the non-Jews, other non-Jews come, customers, they come, lefos, and they're masikim bobatanar shalashutfus benosin sach maschara. These customers come and they turn on the oven themselves and bake their bread themselves, and they pay the partnership, they pay the business, these two business partners, a certain amount. Yachala Yisrael kabel mishutfo. So in that case, Yisrael can take from his non-Jewish partner the schar, the revenue, hamagiyalo that comes in, lefi chelko, according to his share. Afilu lohis. But even as we said, even though there is no stipulation. The reason why here is because the non-Jew is not doing any of the malacha for the Jew. And it's just their joint enterprise that is making revenue. So the only issue is going to be schar Shabbos. So that's why he says, uvuvach lo yikach imenu mischar Shabbos levato. If the Jew is going to take the money in such a case where customers come and do the malacha for the Jew-non-Jew partnership, the bakery, that's going to be okay as long as there's no schar Shabbos issue. So what should be done? So what should be done is schar of Shabbos should be incorporated discreetly with the weekday revenue, which is what's always done. And this way, it would not constitute schar Shabbos. And if you didn't do this, it would constitute schar Shabbos. And then he says as follows. And also, when you have these Jew non-Jew partnership shutfus, or chashidim mishum maris ha'ayin, shiyomu l'tzarech Yisrael l'oseh. We're not concerned here for any type of maris ha'ayin that we normally have, and people think, oh, he's working for the Jew. Here, there's no issue with maris ha'ayin when we're dealing with shutfus. Kevin shiyadua shiyesh leni yudi chelepo. Since it's generally known whose business it is, and we know that the non-Jew also has a chelek in the business, so we don't assume, and no one's going to assume that the Jew is hiring a non-Jew to work for him. Because the non-Jew is going to work for himself. So as long as, at the end of the day, the non-Jew is not doing any malacha, the customers are coming and doing the malacha, it would be okay as long as you avoid the Schar Shabbos issue and there is no Maris Ayin issue. But to sum up this Mishnah Brura, he's explaining now the key halacha here in the Shulchan Aruch, initially, that what should be done at the outset of any shutfus between a Jew and a non-Jew, there should be a stipulation from the start that the Shabbos is the Goy's, that's his authority, that's his chalek, and another day is the Jew's chalek corresponding to that, and that will avoid all subsequent issues. That's what Sifkat Mbe says in Hisnu B'Tchila, if they stipulate from the start, Hatam. And once again, what's the reason? The Kaven, she Hisnu B'Tchila, since they stipulate from the start, Lo Hutal Al Yisrael Klal Meikar L'Asot B'Shabbos, not upon the Yisrael at all to have to do Shabbos from the start as his part in this partnership. His partnership agreement does not include Shabbos at all, and Shabbos has nothing to do with the Jew. Someday he has to do with the Jew, and Shabbos is the guy. And therefore the non-Jew is not going to be the Jew's shliach, because Shabbos, from the start, was set up as the non-Jew's chelek in that partnership. Sifkat and Gimel, sheyeh schar ha-Shabbos, so the Jew has to make a stipulation that the schar ha-Shabbos is totally the non-Jew's, meaning that's the chelek of the non-Jew. The Gavli Sadeh, now what do you do in a Sadeh? Because in a Sadeh it's tricky, because the work of sowing and plowing, Zriya and Harisha, that's done on Shabbos. But the prophets only come later at the Ketir, at the harvesting. So he says, the Gavli Sadeh would have to be said as follows. So if she omelo, the Jew has to take to the non-Jew, Tamo l'zroav l'achosh v'Shabbos, you go ahead and you do all the planting and plowing on Shabbos, v'tito, and you'll take the Shas Ketzira, and you, non-Jew, will take at the time of the harvest, k'neged, that which is corresponding, amalcha v'Shabbos, your work that you did on Shabbos. So you'll take for your Zriya and Harisha, your amount of produce at the time of, your corresponding produce to that amount of work of Shabbos, ani, o shulchai, me or my workers, emol b'chol, we'll work on the weekday instead, on the corresponding weekday. V'etol gam kain, and I'll also take keneged yom shali. I'll take corresponding to my days of work, the future harvest that comes out of my work on, let's say, Sunday, which is the corresponding day to you, the non-Jews, shop sifkat and dalid im ma'at. So in the specification, the Jew says, you get Shabbos. Shabbos is yours to work and to get the profit, whether it's a little or a lot. Since they are not calculating the revenue of each other's respective days in order to split it evenly, they then are clearly not partners at all for Shabbos or for its corresponding weekday, Sunday. Rak Bishar Hayomim. They are partners only for the other 5 days. Ulafuki, and this is coming to exclude And he says, this is coming to exclude. Let's say they would stipulate from the outset that they will calculate and split the revenue evenly, then this is usur. Because if they didn't say, if they do not say, but rather, in the end, they're going to come to a cheshbon and make a calculation, and they're going to split everything evenly, then that basically shows that the Jew is really maintaining his share of the partnership on Shabbos, and this whole stipulation is not really meaningful, and it is diddly squat. It has to be that it's a real stipulation that whatever profit the non-Jew gets for Shabbos is going to be the non-Jews. That has to be there in the stipulation. Sifkat and hay, the im harbe, or a large amount, meaning whether it's small or large amount, it's going to be the goyim. That has to be in the stipulation. But what happens if after the time of the splitting the money, each partner wishes to go ahead and make a calculation and say, Kama natalta ata meruba vani muat? Did you generate more revenue than me? They each say to each other, Nachlo kamosa, let's go and split the extra, let's share it evenly. Based on after the fact, they go ahead and they look at the amounts and they see that the Jew made less on Sunday than the non-Jew made on Shabbat, and they agree to split it. So here's the machlokas. Das Magen Avraham, let's focus das Ravid. The Magen Avraham paskins like the Ravid, who is machmir bezeh. The Ravid is machmir. Why? Because the Ravid says that if afterwards they come to a calculation, and based on the calculation they say, oh, let's now split it equally, so that shows that retroactively the stipulation at the start was a hoax. However, Yesh Makilim Bezet, there are those that are making. Why? Kevin the Histomaker, since there was a formal stipulation in the first place. So now, afterwards, they decide to go ahead and split it. So he says, Ayin Elio Rabba, check out Elio Rabba, Shehirich Kamkein Bezet, Ulvasov Nishar Bezarachion. The Elio Rabba as well discusses this at length, and in the end leaves the issue undecided. Now, you might be asking yourself, we already mentioned in the end of the introduction, and we're going to see it as well coming up in Sif Beis, that the Mishnah Brura, quoting from the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Beis, basically says that if at the time of, right, he says, B'shat Chalukah Nisratu Lachlok B'Shava, Zeh Mutter, Af L'Aram, it's totally Mutter, everyone agrees that it's Mutter, right? Everyone says that at the time of the division, the partners can go and agree to divide equally. There, it's different. What's the difference between that and here where there's a Machlokah? Because in Sif Beis, the pshat is that it's not that they're going ahead and looking first and seeing, oh, I made more than you, I made less than you, let's split. But rather, what happens afterwards, they just decide, without going into any calculations, you know, let's split. From the start, they say that. So that's going to be okay. That's the difference. And there, everyone, obviously, even, I'm going to have rum, they say that's going to be okay.